The province recently announced investments for the agricultural sector to fund projects that are working to combat climate change. Nova Scotia announced that more than $4.4 million will go towards six projects. Transcoastal Adaptations, a climate action center at St. Mary's University, are one of the recipients of the funding for their project, Making Room for Wetlands, Coastal Carbon Addition. The project helps restore and enhance wetlands along the Bay of Fundy. The funding from the province will help support Transcoastal Adaptations to continue to restore the wetlands in this area. Co-founder of Transcoastal Adaptations, Tony Bowron, spoke to CKDU about how designing and implementing dike land management and habitat restoration helps combat rising sea levels caused by climate change.
Yeah, the funding that we're receiving from the province, and I say we, it's the collaborative team of Transcoastal Adaptations at St. Mary's University, Nova Scotia Department of Agriculture, ourselves at CB West, which is CB Wetlands and Environmental Specialists, as well as Confederacy of Mainland Mi'kmaq and Carleton University. So it's a big collaborative team. So the funding that was announced earlier this week, the 1.9 from the province's Green Fund, that's being matched up with funding from in Environment Canada and Climate Change through their Nature Smart Climate Solutions Fund. And so that is helping to support our ongoing project, which is called the Making Room for Wetlands Project, which is we're currently in our sort of phase two or our second 5-year span of that project, working with St. Mary's and with Department of Agriculture to work on and try to address some of the challenges and issues that the province is experiencing with respect to climate change and its impacts on our dike land systems and our coastal communities in the Bay of Fundy.
Right. So it's focused on the area, the Bay of Fundy.
Yeah. So we're mainly focusing in the Bay of Fundy and within that, to narrow it down a bit more if necessary. In particular, we're looking at a series of estuaries. So like a stretch of the St. Croix River Estuary, River Hibbert, and McCann River systems, as well as Selma. So there's sort of the four areas within the Bay of Fundy that we're focusing on in this stage of the project and with this funding.
Okay. And I know reading into the Making Room for the Wetlands project, you kind of discussed how these dike lands, the implementation and management of them, help with sea level rises and storm surges. So how does climate change cause these, and how does this dike lands and these help to combat that?
Certainly. So our dike land infrastructure, sort of in its current iteration, is a dike land and abattoir sort of combo infrastructure system that was built in the 1940s, 50s, and early 60s. And it's building on and expanding from like that long-standing tradition of coastal agriculture and, you know, dike lands, you know, that was started with the Acadians. But so all of our dike land systems, the infrastructure was built like 60 plus years ago, before we knew anything about climate change, before we knew about it, before we were feeling or were aware of any of the impacts. And so all that infrastructure, like all infrastructure that is human built, it has a lifespan. It reaches a point, you know, it needs ongoing maintenance, but then it reaches a point in its lifespan where it needs to be, you know, upgraded, modified, enhanced, or decommissioned. And so we were sort of naturally reaching that point with a lot of the dike land infrastructure anyway, but climate change is accelerating the need and the priority for greater intervention. So, you know, the dike land systems as a whole, you know, they were built to the 1950s standards and so on, and tide levels at that point, which now because of climate change, you know, those water levels are higher, we're getting more severe storm or frequent storms. And those water levels, both on the tidal side, but also on the freshwater side. I mean, you think of all the rain events, we're getting more fresh water moving through these systems. So the infrastructure as a whole is being increasingly stressed and increasingly vulnerable to the impacts of these climate change induced issues. And so the Department of Agriculture, which who's the responsible, the primary responsibility is maintaining the dikeland systems. You know, they're faced with this challenge. Like, all right, we have our regular maintenance is not enough. We got to figure out what can we do to these dikeland systems to not just, you know, meet the current climate needs, but also, you know, the into the future, and what makes the most sort of engineering sense, economic and ecological sense for these systems. And so the Department of Agriculture, through several avenues, you know, they've got their large, you know, the Dikeland Systems Upgrade Project, which you may be familiar with as well. You know, that's a very extensive project. It's a 9-year project, you know, $50 million that they're working on. And that's targeting, you know, just 62 kilometers of the Dikeland infrastructure. So there's a lot more dikes in the region that need to be looked at. And so the Making Room for Wetlands project and the collaboration with our groups is, you know, sort of addressing another set or subset of the dikeland systems and sort of going along the journey, if you will, of going, okay, let's look at these systems going, all right, the way they are now, we realize they're not sustainable in their current form. So let's figure out what is the best options going forward. Best management approach to make sure that these systems are both the infrastructure, we're reducing its vulnerability, its level of risk, but also balancing both the agricultural and economic needs of these coastal systems, but also trying to incorporate, you know, what is the best use from an ecological standpoint, with the understanding that, you know, with the needs of climate change, and you know, we need to be storing more carbon, we need to be reducing greenhouse gases. So our coastal wetlands, our salt marshes, are very important ecosystems in combating that aspect of climate change. So through this project, we're trying to balance that. All right, where's the key or critical pieces of infrastructure, our agricultural lands and infrastructure that needs to be protected, and where can we maybe strike some balances between both the agricultural and that ecological.
How did the process work of receiving this funding? Were you, did you have to apply for this, or how did that sort of come together?
Yes. Initially there was the call from the federal government. So from Environment Canada for their Nature Smart Climate Solutions Fund, they put a call out for proposals. And so we responded to that, but because that funding, they only provide a 50% match or 50% of the funding. So you have to find the other 50%. So in order to make that project work, we had to then take, okay, we're potentially getting 50% of the funding needed to deliver this project from the federal government. So then we, in working with the Department of Agriculture, we approached the province and said, you know, we potentially have this funding. Is there an option or an opportunity to potentially leverage or match that funding with provincial funding? So then, and that's where the Green Fund came in. So we had to put a proposal together, and that was submitted and vetted and reviewed and ultimately approved by the province.